Brian Houston and Johnny Vaughn at Christus Trinity Mother Frances Rose Stadium, where the Longview Lobos, number one ranked in the state, did nothing to change that tonight. They beat Tyler Legacy by a score of 69-0. And we are delighted to be joined by a man who's just won his 200th game tonight, Coach John King of the Longview Lobos. Coach, it's hard to find anything negative to say tonight.
I thought it was a pretty good night overall. Defensively, got away with the shutout. I thought we made big plays. Didn't give up many first downs. I don't know how many it was. Got two defensive scores. Then offensively, we made big plays. Made them when we needed them. There were a couple of mishaps there that they caught us on a couple of things, and we had just bad plays called to it. But Jordan did a good job of doing something with nothing. But ran the ball good, threw the ball well, made big plays in the passing game. Jalen Nell had a big touchdown catch. Fred Hawkins got his first touchdown catch, and the plethora of running backs, I don't know. Well, Davian Stevenson scored. I know Boosie scored. And
yeah.
Nice to see those guys getting action. And Joe Lee scored. So
I was going to say, Kelvin Washington put on a show in the third quarter, too.
Bad.
Kickoff return, no. Touchdown run, fumble recovery, all in the third quarter.
I'd have to go like Bill Ford, tough player of the week, when you think. Maybe we get the boy elected on that.
I'm telling you, might have a fight over that trophy, huh?
That's right.
I'm telling you. Coach, one of the things we thought in the first half, we thought the turning point in the ball game was when Joe Willis decided to go for it on fourth and one, down there at his own 34-yard line. They had already been dominated in the first quarter by you guys. You're up 14-0. What'd you think about their decision to do it and your defense's response to that?
I've been there. You try to do something to stop the bleeding. You gotta think you can pick up a yard, and our defense stood strong. So great stop by our guys, and come back. I guess we hit the big play to Jalen next night.
Very next play.
You just got to roll the bones sometimes. I don't question any of the call like that. I've done it. We've had some that worked, some that didn't. But, you should put trust in your kids.
Yeah, but it just turned the whole game
sure,
by that point.
Sure, you get it, then maybe, things are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You don't, then bam, bam, so kind of deflates you.
Speaking of bam, bam, those two defensive touchdowns, that was a bam, bam kind of a thing.
Yeah, Chase tipped the ball, Billy Smith picked it, and they pitched one on the ground, and I think it was Boone that got on it in the end zone.
Billy Smith looked like a receiver.
Smith's talented now. He also plays a little tight end. So.
Oh, really?
Well, he caught the ball and hit it right to the goal. That's pretty impressive.
Billy's an athlete. I can tell you that. He's faster than he looks. He's stronger than he think he is, and he's just no tough cop. He's a tough football player.
3-0 now. Go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to say, I've really been impressed with Jordan Allen's play the first three games. He's made a lot of good decisions. I know you got to be pleased with what he's doing.
Very pleased with Jordan. I'm going to tell you, a key throw for us, opening drive, we get whatever third and medium, and we run the back out of the backfield on Reed, and they blitz him. He hits the back. Jordan Allen 2 years ago had gotten sacked.
Yeah, I know.
He's playing like he knows what's going on. He's extremely intelligent. His body's changed. His skill set's changed. He's playing with more confidence. He's got great players around him, and Jordan manages the game. I did not intend for him to run those balls in the third quarter.
Yeah.
the first one was a play we thought we could get the backs on the edge, and they slant the front. He hadn't pulled it all week. Pulls it, goes, gets 8 or 10, and then the second time he ran it, the tailback went the wrong way, so it was a busted play, and he had to run with it. I wish he'd have thrown up the stands at his mama. I didn't need him getting hit. Whatever, it's 40, whatever, to nothing. But, that was a deal. We were going to go with him to open the second half, go a drive, and come in with Andrew. So, but he took some shots. But anyway, going back to him, he is playing with so much confidence. And I've told you, proud of the kid. People, you want to talk about a guy that's earned everything he's got.
Yeah.
Started out as a freshman B-team guy and turns around and be a three-year varsity starter for the Lobos, and he's playing extremely well.
Now, he's not really a running quarterback, but when he does, he's low to get down. If he gets by the first wave, nobody really anxious about hitting him.
He's almost 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He runs better than you think he does, and he'll run with some physicality. He ain't scared to lower his shoulders. And he's going to have to learn how to get down, though.
You got to keep him healthy for the rest of the year.
Yeah, stay healthy. But Jordan's playing well.
And I've got to ask you, win number 200. What does that mean to you?
We're 1-0 tonight, and that's really, in truth, that's my biggest thing every week. Let's get 1-0, and But to say that I've been here long enough to win 200 games means I've been here a while, and it means there's stability in this program. I think it starts with our administration and the support we get there. Great coaching staff, excellent players, great players, and they've won 200 games. I haven't won anything. I'm just, my name's on it because I'm the head coach. Great community to coach in, athletic trainers, great support to high school, feeder programs. You know, I think stability is the key. If you look at our program, we ain't had much turnover. You know, there's a couple of years we've had some coaches leave, but, you know, it's not very often. And I think those things are key. And, you know, Coach Collins told me a long time ago, you've got to have a plan and you need to execute the plan. And we get a plan together, whether it's year-round plan for our kids or whether it's a weekly plan for practice or whether it's a game plan for the call sheets. I mean, we get a plan together and we try to go execute it and know who you are and do things that your kids can do and do well.
Well, you've obviously done that for a long time, done it very well at a very high level.
Well, like I told you, the things that lead to that, and it always goes back to those players. And gosh almighty, 19 years, and I don't know how many thousands of kids I've coached here at Longview, and ain't many of them I don't remember their name, it's been fun, and I'm hoping I can get 19 more.
You mentioned that off the air last week that you needed to get more kids on the field. You were worried about not getting a lot of kids to play, and tonight they got a whole half.
Yeah.
What's that mean to your kids and to the program when you're able to empty your bench like that?
You know, you get one shot at high school football, and you want every kid to enjoy it. You hate to see kids that are moping or sad after games they didn't get enough playing time. And look, I'll tell them, you may not play. I can't tell you that. You know, it's going to come down to us doing – we're making decisions, doing the things we need to do to win the game. That's number one. If we can get everybody in, get them involved, we will. But when they all get to play, it sure helps practice the next week. You know, it sure helps with just their mentality, their approach to practice, trying to get better. You know, when a kid just feels lost and not involved, sometimes they don't work as hard, and they go in a hole. And sometimes you don't get them out because they don't, you know, sometimes they can't see the forest for the trees. You know what I mean? They don't see the light in the tunnel or, hey, I'm one step away from being the guy. Or, you know, if I keep improving, chances are I can get on the field as a member of the kickoff team or the kickoff return. There's ways you can play football. It's a unique sport, and you got 88 starters. If you look at all offense, defense, all the kicking teams, there's a way to get on the field somehow. I mean, we've traveled three kickers. All three of them play. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time,
no.
You know, but glad to get them in the game.
Absolutely. All right, Lufkin won tonight, or is winning tonight against A&M Consolidated. Last time we looked at the score, it was 31-14 in the fourth quarter. Get to see your old buddy Todd Quick down at A. Martin Stadium. It's a long, heated, bust-them-in-the-mouth kind of a rivalry, and it always has been. Talk a little bit about that game before we turn you loose so you can run to College Station again.
Yeah. Well, it ain't going to be no different this year. Tell you, get ready. You got to go to A. Martin Stadium. It is a tough place to go play at. Lufkin's gotten better each and every week. They're back to being Lufkin. They're playing with physicality, back in the even front defense. You know, had a chance to watch them against Tyler Legacy on tape. And, you know, they're just a different football team. It's kind of cycling back for those guys. But Todd Quick's a great friend of mine, always has been since the day I got here. He and I were assistants together, and we kind of developed a relationship, and we both hung around the same school long enough to become the head coach. But we're going to have to play well. We're going to have to go do the things we need to do to win the game. And when I say that, I'm talking about limit the pre-snap penalties, no turnovers, create turnovers on defense, you know, don't give up big plays. But I'm not surprised at the score. You know, Lufkin, they had a down year last year, had some things happen that ended a 20-something year playoff streak, and they got their jaw set. So we got to go there, first district ball game. And it's our first couple are real tough before we hit open week, so they're one at a time, and we're going to have to load up, go down there and play well, and I think we will. You know, it just comes back to doing the things we need to do to be good as a football team. Be ready, Lobo Nation. It'll be a packed house. I'm talking about old time religion now.
Oh, now it is great.
I got an important question. Yeah. Can we count on you to come to the press box?
Get their phone out. I ain't going to do that. We're going to do that one from the field.
I knew the answer to that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I walked all the way up except them last three steps, didn't he, man?
Coach,
have you ever been in that box?
Yeah, Coach, I worked there for 6 years. I walked those steps every ball game for six solid years, and I was a young man then. I don't want to do that stuff now. I'm just telling you.
I mean, that's the worst three steps. I mean, I think I pulled a hip flexor last time we was there. No. Get your phone out.
So one question before I do let you go. So what's your travel itinerary for tomorrow now? You get, 2 hours of sleep and then head straight to College Station?
Travel itinerary changed tonight. We're going to College Station tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. We're going to stay tonight and get up and go watch the Aggies play. And
what time do they kick tomorrow?
2:30.
Okay, so at least it's not an 11 o'clock kick.
Huh? Last weekend, we got up about 4 o'clock. Uh-huh. Yet in the 3-hour rain delay, got home about midnight. I felt like one of them truckers seeing them black dogs across the road. Wow. So we're not doing that again.
Well, I'm glad you get to go tonight, and I'm glad you're going to be able to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it'll be good. That knot left my stomach after, the score got out of hand there, but I'm sure I'll wake up with one in my stomach tomorrow going to watch it.
It'll be worse tomorrow. No doubt.
Oh, man, the only time I get released when they're on defense.
Yeah, this is what you needed to double your stress right now, right?
Well, after I was sitting there the other day, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? You're not playing. If I'm feeling this way, I wonder how he's feeling. He's just going to have fun. Go play ball. I got to learn how to control that.
Finding out what it's like to be a dad watching a football player, that's tough, boy, especially the quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
If you thought it was bad in high school, it must be awful in college.
Yeah, I could get my hands on it in high school. It was close. And I could say things to him his mama couldn't hear, and she didn't need to hear.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Coach, it's great to watch you guys play tonight. Fantastic performance, and congratulations on win number 200. And good luck tomorrow at College Station with the Aggies.
Thank you. They get real next week now.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a chance to get in the playoffs. Starts next week, so we're going to play good. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Coach. John King. John King with the Longview Lobos. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll get out of here. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Ryan Houston with Johnny Vaughn about to wrap it up and get out of here. It's an empty Rose Stadium now after a 69-0 win. Longview beats Tyler Legacy by a score of 69-0. They are 3-0 now. John King wins number 200. Johnny, any final thoughts before we turn you loose for the weekend?
Well, I think it's an impressive performance by Longview. Longview has gotten better every game, and apparently they're going to need that because Lufkin, it looks like, or I mean, was that a final?
I mean, it was in the fourth quarter, last thing I saw.
So they're beating a top 10 team, and that's going to be a tough game there next week.
Always is.
So it's not going to get any easier, but tonight you saw the firepower of Longview, 69-0.
Yep. Excellent performance. Johnny, thank you so much again tonight for a great time. Enjoyed the ball game. Enjoyed working with you as always.
You bet.
And thanks very much to Matt Morton. Does a great job producing the ball games back at the station. We really appreciate your hard work as well, Matt. Again, want to ask you to join us next Friday night. Kickoff is at 7:30 at Abe Martin Stadium. Longview against Lufkin, the renewal of a great East Texas rivalry. We'll have the John King Show for you starting at 7 o'clock and then kickoff at 7:30. So once again, please join us then. The final score tonight, once again, the final Longview 69, Tyler Legacy nothing. I'm Brian Houston for Johnny Vaughn. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.